Dear Chicago. Oh, are we getting a phone call? Answer it.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Welcome to the show. You're on the show.
Who is that?
Lauren.
Our Lauren?
Our Lauren. No, I had messaged her before because I've been having problems with the show art, doing some stuff on Photoshop, and I asked her to talk about a question and everything. But
Lauren, I don't know if you can hear me.
Can you hear Waylon?
I can hear Waylon.
What's really funny is that we were playing the opening of the show on Bradley's cell phone. And it all of a sudden stopped working. And then your phone
called. My phone started ringing.
Basically, you're now broken to the middle of our intro.
This is no longer the Foul Monkeys. This is boom, bam, it's Lauren's show.
Well, you know, I know when to come in at the right time.
it's crazy because the last show, we recorded an Ask the Expert, and we had a svelte 650-pound person call us. Yes. Isn't that crazy?
I believe she just took a trip to Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You must know her.
Yeah.
She got her lumber liquidations.
She's my new neighbor. She has a couple of German Shepherds and a Subaru.
I love it.
All right.
Should we... Do you want to ask
keep
her?
Going, or
do we
ask
want to ask?
It?
Do we want her to be the first expert?
She's be the
never
first.
Had one.
Well, we don't care.
So this is the beginning. We're just going to ask her
Let's
the
go.
First or the second,
and one. Then we'll do our second expert.
We'll do the bad because she's never had that.
Okay.
So Lauren,
what?
You ready? Here's the question
you
for
can
the
hear
expert,
me, right?
Okay.
Dan in Vancouver wants to know, what are the cons of foreskin?
Again, what are the cons of foreskin?
What are the what of foreskin?
What are the cons
like
of
cons.
Foreskin?
The bad.
What's
stuff?
The bad stuff?
Oh, the cons. Well, I've only had one encounter with foreskin in my entire life.
And was that Ricky's partially cut soul?
Ew.
I don't know, because that one guy, well, he was a smoker, so you know, we've talked about smokers
right.
And what their semen tastes like.
Well, when you were doing that, did you like get like a piece of cheese or anything like that?
Oh,
Famanda.
No, I just didn't know what to do with it. Like, he took his pants off. It was like he took his pants off, and I was just like, what is, oh, that must
even...
be, oh. It just, like, I was enlightened all of a sudden. I'm like, I've never seen one of those before.
So did you, I guess a great question would be is that did you naturally, like, inherently know what you needed to do? Like, did you know how to uncrack the nut? How to take the shell off?
No.
No.
No. I had no idea what to do. No idea.
Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't tell him that.
Did you pretend you were super drunk and that you were going to throw up and then you had to leave?
No, I probably was super drunk, but yeah, I didn't know what to do. I don't remember what I did. I remember not wanting to give him head because I didn't know what I had to do with it.
So we've learned so far that the downfall to foreskin is it doesn't come with the operation manual,
right?
For the people who aren't trained in the art,
right? It only takes a couple times,
or one.
So is that the only?
Yeah, I wish there was a manual.
Now have you?
I wish like.
Have you learned?
I wish he should have had like instructions tattooed on his leg next to it, so I just knew what to do.
Now, have you learned since then? Like, if you came across this again in your journeys, would you know what to do with it?
Well, no, because that was like years ago when I was in college, and every time we hooked up, we were drunk. He was pretty much just a fuck buddy.
Awkward. So how many times did you hook up and not know what to do with it?
Well, they're a fuck buddy. He doesn't have to do anything with it. He just sticks it in her.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
Right.
Because it kind of, because, you know, it kind of opens itself once it's, that's, you know,
true.
Busy.
That is true.
Once that it is opens correct.
Well, James, do you have any uncut soul advice for Lauren for any future?
The yes. head can be very sensitive. Be careful.
Okay.
I think she needs. I think
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I think, no, she, I no, think so she needs more hands on. Like,
here's my thing. So if you do pull the foreskin back and start going on it, be careful, because the head, that's what happens, is that the head is actually more sensitive because it's not rubbing up against cloth so much like cut people are.
And so, it's supposed to be damp all the time, right? Like kind of like it's not dry constantly.
Yeah.
I love how Ask the Expert turned into like a self-help radio show, right, where you call in with your problems and you get advice.
Oh God, I love that too.
Delilah, love someone.
I wish Delilah had an episode where someone called in and dedicated a song to someone because of their foreskin.
I just remember one night chewing.
Oh, chewing.
Chewing, chew, 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 boogie.
You're not helping Lala ever want to go near one again.
No, but for reals, I will say that, I mean, to make it more pleasurable, use the foreskin to your benefit. You don't have to use lube, so you can work it up and down.
Okay.
But if she put her mouth on it, she should probably pull it back.
Yeah, she should pull it back if she put her mouth on it.
It is awkward if you don't pull it back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, would that be like trying to suck get a lemon seed out of your straw?
That's true. It is trying to suck a lemon seed out of your straw.
If you don't pull it back.
Yeah. So.
Well,
alrighty.
Thank you. Oh, what?
Okay, wait. Brad, you have it, right?
Yes.
And Waylon, do you have it?
No.
I'm the only one that fully has it.
Well, because Ricky's like, half and half.
Halfsies. Yes. He's got like a turtleneck.
I'm fullsies.
Yeah, we have.
No, I'm fullsies. You're nosies.
I'm nosies.
Our new show is called Fullsies, Halfsies, and Nosies.
So what did you want to know?
No, I just was curious who had it and who didn't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's me. They refer to me as the uncut soul.
So if there's any straight listeners on the show that would like to tell Lauren if they're cut or not, please call the show and let us know. And pictures to prove.
Pictures didn't happen.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Right.
Love it. Well, Lauren, I will talk to you later about the album art issue. But
okay.
But thanks for calling.
Okay, it's nice talking to you guys.
Alrighty, bye. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So,
well, that was an interesting.
Oh,
we should just finish it.
Lip shits.
Drove to Chicago.
To get Chicago, a Super Bowl champ. Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Memories like the
Connors. How about Chicago? I could be there.
First of all, y'all were singing the wrong intro.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Well, welcome to Foul Monkeys. 9 minutes in. Today is April 17th, 2012. It's still tax day.
Episode
415. Have you got your taxes in yet?
I have not got the rejection for the third time yet.
Okay.
So. Oh, wait.
Yay.
Oh, no. Is it there?
Oh, no. The federal was accepted.
Oh, that's good.
I'm waiting for the state to be rejected.
Oh, okay. So, you guys, that was our first Ask the Expert, but we kind of didn't ask the expert because she only gave us a few cons, not enough to actually really go with.
Right.
But so the expert did speak, though.
Yeah. But that was me shaking my leg. Sorry. But we do have, we are going to call someone else later in the show.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to ask them
the pros.
The pros.
Yeah.
Which I'm not for sure if he would, I'm sure he would know. So, you guys, what do we got to talk about? What did I say last time? Excuse me.
Disgusting.
Oh, wait. The first, I want to talk about the anniversary.
Yeah. Okay.
April 29th is the Foul Monkeys 6-year anniversary. I don't think we have anything planned for it, but if you'd like to call in or congratulate or fuck off.
We just tried that for what, the 500th episode? And
yeah.
It was painful.
First of all, I first came in here and I was bitching because I was like, oh, what about all these questions we have for Ask the Expert? Because I thought that shit was funny. No, nobody cares. There's nobody. Nobody was willing to even respond to it. No one emailed us except for a few people. There were some people on Twitter that said they enjoyed it. Dave in Vancouver said it was hilarious. But we need more participation, you guys, because we don't know if we're doing this for nothing. I mean, are we? I don't know. So
no, we're not.
Can you please just at least let us know you're listening? I mean, just by sending an email that says, I listen. I don't care if you sign it with a signature or whatever, or call. That would be nice, you guys. I listen to other shows.
Oh my god! How long is this guilt trip gonna last?
Hey, by the way, don't put forever. Don't put Lauren or Lala in the show notes.
Oh, okay. already knew that.
I know. Just
double. So, all right. So we're over that part, but just be an active listener, okay? All right. So what we got, Waylon?
Well, my red eye is not opening to get the CTA rule book for dummies because they were rather humorous. But speaking of anniversaries, though, if you're more in the macabre...
Try to double tap the whole button to cancel.
I already did.
Restart your iPad. Hard start it.
If we're going to... if you're a little on the macabre side, yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of the Virginia Tech shootings.
Oh, yes, it was. And I was reminded of it because... all my friends that live in Virginia was posting the stuff on Facebook. And I'm like, I had forgotten that it was the 5-year anniversary. I actually didn't even know what day it happened on. But I was looking, I was like, oh, what is this stuff? Not that I don't feel bad. It's kind of been 5 years.
You don't? Well,
what? No, it's a tragedy.
It is. But I mean, I just get tired of no one ever posts anything on it unless it's on the day of the anniversary. So if you feel bad, why don't you post more things about it?
But you know, though, but here, I don't know. That's a lousy, limsy explanation, excuse. Because that's like, though, you don't, there are people that you don't talk to in your life unless it's their anniversary or their birthday.
Or their funeral.
Like, you know, you literally never talk to someone and then it's their birthday. And
that's
you're like,
true.
Oh, I should talk to them. Mm-hmm. Anniversaries are kind of like that. You know, it's the one time.
Oh, like the listeners are doing to us.
We tried that. We've already had a big one. We can't have a big one every year.
Wait, we didn't do 500, did we? It's 400.
400, whatever.
God, you scared me. I was like, have I been numbering this shit wrong?
Yes.
Well, your first episodes were not 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah. I went back and listened to one of the old episodes. I was wanting to kill myself.
That's because my iPad doesn't find the internet. Even though the Wi-Fi is on.
Have you tried?
Did you try?
Did you switch over to Linksys?
I thought I did.
Probably
my laptop.
I still feel bad. And my friend Melissa, she works in the building that everything happened in. And the building is really nice, what they've done to it. But a lot of people don't want to be there because it's sad and it's scary. And they don't want it to people to be haunting them or whatever, you know? So, yeah.
It is. It's a little bit. It's one of those things. I don't know. It's really depressing. And it's really sad. And actually, we talked about
potty.
Oh, one or two.
I have to pee out of my ass.
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, because then we'll drag some mics.
Maybe
over
a Josh moment because we could hear.
You probably could hear.
Oh my god, that would be so funny.
We could hear James LaCroix in our headset when you were peeing without the.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, really?
Like literally, we heard the.
That was totally the bathroom sink. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you
sure it was.
About
should we pause or what?
No.
You all can't talk about me. We talk about you.
No.
Oh, you talked about me
without. Oh. Just go pee.
God, why don't you know the bathroom?
So, the Virginia Tech tragedy.
No, I was just saying it's one of those things. I guess that you know that's. It's a big significant part of like not only just people who observe, but people obviously who were there and had mm-hmm. to deal with it or people who knew people who deal with it. But I mean, it was one of those things like it was 5 years ago and it's in one of my abnormal psychology textbooks already. Mm-hmm. Like it's it's a significant event, just like 9/11 was.
Well, I guess also that was a small area, small town. Yeah, so nothing had ever happened like that ever.
Oh, I'm sure it's probably going to be for the next decade still going to be happening.
My friend Melissa said that there all the time. Be significant. The news is there. There's always people like around the world coming to try to interview the people there.
Oh, yeah.
But they haven't. They don't give interviews, so.
And then it's probably smart of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
They're also under a big lawsuit, so.
Virginia Tech is?
Mm-hmm.
Because of this?
Because of it. And well, the people that, that died and everything, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, after understanding and knowing, like, the given the fact that, you know, like, a lot of his psychologists and psychiatrists basically recommended that he need to be put into to care and have, there's all like precautions already put out there before this happened. That
right.
What happened? Like the whole harassment thing with them and him and the girls and how nobody took any steps to stop it.
Right.
They're like, oh, well, you know, we told him and now he stopped with that girl, but he's moved on for the third girl.
But you know what you didn't hear about? And the only reason I know this is because my friend and my mom and my sister work there. But almost a year later, a guy was talking to this girl in the cafeteria and then just takes a knife and cuts her fucking head off in the cafeteria at Virginia Tech.
With a knife?
And no one heard it. Like a regular butter steak knife. Cut her head off.
Okay, butter steak knife.
You know, like the wooden ones? The wooden ones? The wooden handled. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's a steak.
I guess it's a steak knife. It's a steak knife. Not a sharp one. It's the one with the edges.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We have a few in our drawer. No, he just, Waylon, he just said that a year after the Virginia Tech thing, a guy was talking to a girl in the
like one of the cafeterias
and cut her head off with a butter steak knife.
Right.
A butter steak knife.
But I'm in a steak knife that has the ridges on it. Whatever. But anyway, you didn't hear about that. No one said anything about that. It was not in the news because Virginia Tech kind of like hushed it down. I didn't want anybody to know.
That happened?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah. My mom, my sister, and my friend Melissa worked there.
It was a spork.
No, it was not a spork. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird. But
yeah.
So I will take back that comment. I should say that I shouldn't say that I don't care. It's just, it's a sad reminder. I guess that's what I should say.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's one of those things too, like the whole 9/11 thing. And you don't want to be insensitive about it, but it's one of those things. It's like, why do we keep bringing it up to relive and remember all this events when it's a horrible situation? It just brings back a lot of negative issues for people sometimes. But at the same time, it's one of those. It's like, we need to see these events and we need to see how like we can make it so we can prevent these events from happening again.
Right.
Well, not only that, but those, you know, they had family and friends who went through a lot of shit and those people need to be remembered as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is. Here's the story. It was a Chinese grad student murdered at Virginia Tech.
Why are they all Asian?
Because that's a big engineering school. So anyway, what happened was details about the motive for the gruesome crime are scant at the moment. The fact that the victim and the suspect knew each other has been corroborated by preliminary eyewitness accounts.
Big words with Ricky Burton.
That state the two students were having dinner together at a cafe when the suspect suddenly pulled out a knife and decapitated the victim.
Oh God.
Didn't hear about that in the news or people talking about it on Facebook or.
Did it say attempt or actually beheaded?
No, he did it.
How was there no one else around?
There were people. They witnessed it happen.
You can't just take someone's head off with a steak knife without some time and trying. Like, literally, people could have stopped him.
I don't know. That's what it says. So.
Anyway, so. I know that you love your CTA stories. You still take your CTA crush pictures and all that. I'm really humored that in the Red Eye today, they had Real Talk, which is where they ask their Twitter followers to help them with something. And they have a story in here today about the kind of the do's and don'ts of writing CTA.
Which, if you're new to the city, it could be very overwhelming.
Right. So this would be the everyday people's handbook for dummies for new people for the CTA. And so
I want to put my, really, just before we do this, my first absolute interjection of the CTA and writing it, if you're brand new to the city and brand new to writing it, stay off your phone.
That's actually in the real.
Is it? Is it one of those?
It's one of them and one of the real ones. Yeah.
It's one of those things like stay off your phone. One, for obvious reasons of people could steal it. But two, because you're going to be more aware of what's going on around you and more.
You'll have more CTA stories to have.
Well, you'll have more CTA stories, yes, for the fun part. But at the same time, you're going to be more, what's the word, towards other people. You're going to be able to realize, oh, I'm taking up two seats because I'm a fat ass and spreading my
consider
legs.
It.
Or consider it. Thank you.
So some of these are great.
Aware.
Some of these are obvious, but some of them are hilarious. Like the first one. When I'm very pregnant, stand up before I eat you. This one I don't know if I agree on, and I think we'd have a conversation about this, but when sliding by a guy in a tight space, always go butt to butt.
Oh, no, no, no.
I mean, I always go butt to butt because I don't want my junks, you know, bumping up against
someone. Depends on what they look like.
Now, but when they're moving by, I'm hoping that when they're brushing up against my hand, it's there.
Mm-hmm. I do that on purpose sometimes.
Do you
like,
really?
I'll put my hand down and I'll just like go like this. So it either touches the front or the back. But I'll be like,
of course.
They don't say anything to you. So unless I get that like super crazy person that like fucking goes off and takes my head off.
Because the next time you do that though, your hand's going to like do the little tinkle tinkle.
Right.
Like your fingers are going to go, ooh.
You're going to grope it.
Yeah. Keep your electronics and valuables, especially iPhones and iPads, hidden away. Thieves will grab them and run out the door through a crowd of people, making them hard to catch. No puking.
Oh my God, that is the worst. Or diarrhea.
I was just going to say, his experience the first time he came here, somebody literally looked like, and it smelled like someone shat on the seat and then covered up with a newspaper.
Yeah, and we Ricky were standing right next to it.
Yeah, Ricky gets in and he goes, did somebody take a poop?
We had to get off the next train and get on to the next car.
Well, we know we've already talked.
Disgusting.
We know we've already talked about my CTA stories with the puking.
Oh God, that is gross.
But that was, thank God, not on the train.
Right.
But they got on the train.
On the train.
But where were we coming back from a movie in Evanston when we watched the drunk chicks across the tracks puking in the trash can, and all the friends like walked away?
We were
like literally.
We were
they were
with,
talking. She pukes in the trash can, and they all go.
What happened? John was with us. I forget what movie we went and saw, but we were starting to come down. We were at the stop where we switched over to the red line at Howard, and we're looking across the tracks, and this girl is puking in the trash can, and her friend's holding her hair back. But it was what Waylon said. Everyone else that was around her went and scattered to the winds.
Move
puke
to,
stinks.
Yes. Move nasty. To the back of the bus. You're not the last person who's going to get on. And I've never seen an alligator back there waiting to bite anyone. It's okay to go back there.
People will not go past that step up. They will not go back there.
Mm.
No.
Use your bus time wisely. Get your money card out beforehand.
Thank you.
The time to get your payment out is not right at the fare box. Holding
and
up 20 people behind you in line.
The card that you have shows you directions on where or how to put the card in. Come on now.
Be prepared.
Don't take up two seats because you like to have your legs spread eagle.
Because you have elephantitis. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one from the that they highlighted from their Twitter survey is, if you're sitting in an aisle seat and someone either needs to get out or into the window seat next to you, the butt pivot is not an option.
It is not.
I know you're engrossed in your music or the game on your phone, but have some common courtesy and get up for the other person.
Mm-hmm. That is true. The other night I was on the blue line and these two guys were asking me, oh, where do I get off? Where do I get off to go to the metro station downtown? And I was like, which one? So they told me which one. And I was like, oh, you'll have to get off at the Clark stop or, you know, transfer or whatever. Transfer to the red line at Jackson and then get off at Clark. Or no.
You probably told them one wrong. Of them. And now they're like,
I told them how
forever.
To get off at Clark. I knew how to get there. So, and then they're like, oh, okay, well, that's cool, man. We just got out of jail and we're just trying to get back home. I was like, oh, let me put my phone away. And the two girls behind me, they were like,
racist.
He didn't say anything about the race.
Yeah.
Oh, he was thinking it.
And don't even talk about racism, because last week I made a tweet and
I know.
People fucking went off on that shit.
No, one person
what?
On Facebook. Other
no,
people on Twitter.
And on Twitter, yes.
I know
what happened?
You had one gay quote friend on Facebook that was like, "You're a hypocrite.
Yeah,
you're the person that gets mad at me for saying faggot. Oh, hypocrite."
He was just joking. I didn't even know who that guy was. He was like, "I was just joking." But the other person on there, I don't know if you saw.
Wait. I don't do the internet very often right now. What happened?
Basically, I was at a restaurant with Tony, and I said on the tweet, it says, "Wow, Latinos and Asians don't know how to control their kids. They're screaming and yelling half naked everywhere." Oh my God. You would have thought I had opened the gates of like fucking racism. Like I was lynching people and shooting people in hoodies because I said this.
Too soon.
And that's what I said. I said in the tweet, I said, "For you people that think I'm a real racist, I'm not going around shooting people in hoodies and like lynching people. Come on now." And then like one of Josh's Facebook friends, who happens to be my Facebook friend, said, you people hide behind your brown boyfriends and think it's okay to talk in this way. And I'm like, really? Like, you don't know me. Shut up.
You don't know me.
Is that all we have to say about the CTA? Any more suggestions?
No, that was all theirs. I mean, they had a story, but they were kind of boring. the one of them you definitely have broken, which is don't go on strike, meaning do not bang on the side of the bus when they pull away.
With your umbrella. I do it all the time. Well, not all the time. I have done it.
There was also one about how, you know, don't litter. Like, literally, there are trash cans outside of every single stop. Your seat is not a trash can.
What I cannot stand is seeing someone spitting sunflower seeds on the bus on the floor.
Disgusting. And then also, perfect your pole dance. Which is basically just,
I've seen that on CTA.
Is that you just kind of need to perfect it and move with it and
right.
go do it and get out of your seat and move to the back of the fucking bus. Yeah.
Remember last year for Pride when we were on the train and that guy was doing a pole dance?
Yes.
Remember? Oh my God, that was hilarious. Can't wait until this year.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Oh, you're working?
Most likely.
I may not be going with you either. It depends. Because I may have to march in the fucking parade.
Oh, for the club or whatever?
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, good.
I'm a little tired of it anyway, but I'm going to tell you. When I was younger, going to Chicago Pride was a lot of fun in that parade.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it was kind of fucking annoying and hot. And the way they have those roadblocks up, mm-hmm. it made it just you couldn't do anything else.
This year, if we go, we know what to do. We're going to have to all spread out and make one huge line against the barricade.
Except the problem is that we have to check the route because the route's changed and it may not be going by there anymore. So,
because that was a good spot when they closed it up. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
And then right in front of the Jewel so that whenever we were out of food or booze, someone went inside and got more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was so sunburned.
Yes.
And I remember the parade ended, but didn't really end. And it was just like ridiculous. But.
Yeah, they had too much room. But they also took less floats in it this year. It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, okay.
So why are you getting ready for the next Ask an Expert? We do have a 1-star review. James not ready yet, but I do think...
No, I'm ready.
Okay, I think we need to read this one. And I think you need to read it in a... I think you'd read it like you're a professor wearing tweed elbow patches in front of a fire with a...
It's like a Maya Angelou thing.
With a glass of bourbon because...
It's, and a pipe.
Because it's kind of a turn on.
Oh.
That'll be a challenge.
What? A challenge for you to turn me on?
No. Oh.
Well,
that was a question, not a statement. Dear fucking God, people.
Guys, this is what I live with now.
No. Okay, so.
What?
Are you ready?
Yes.
One-star review.
Okay.
This review. So retarded.
This review is brought to you by Ryumoyu. Ryumoyu. Dated April 10th, 2012. Meh. Not funny. And the guys are obvious. Sorry, I have to start that over.
Cut.
Cut. Scene. Take two.
Not funny. And the guys are offensively stereotypical. For a more entertaining gay podcast, listen to Two Guys, One Joystick. And that was 1-star review.
One star review.
Can you guys guess who it was?
Oh, fuck, Foul Monkeys.
Yay, you guys. It's the first one we had in a long time.
Oh, one star? I think we ever had
since March
now.
31st.
Oh, that was the one we had. No, that was the one before that. When was that?
We had an April 10th, and we had a March 31st previous to that.
What was the March 31st one?
Dr. Scott McQuinston. Foul indeed. I just discovered this hilarious.
Five stars.
I know.
I meant one star.
Oh.
It's been a long time since we had a one star. Did I say that the first time? No.
No, you said it's been...
I got where you were going.
So, people, we
hate
need
mail. Hate mail.
Counteractive...
Hate mail.
Yes.
Search
you
that
brought
name.
You brought our rating down to 4.5.
Is it 4.5?
It looks like 4.5.
No. Ricky's having a Sharon Needles Big Brother moment here.
Pissed. I'm pissed.
I need some 5-star reviews to counteract that shit because I need to get back up to 5 stars. So, that is not
since we're stereotypical. Since we're stereotypical and racist,
we can totally. We can totally.
Oh my god,
get
we're totally stereotypical.
Since oh my god, there's a purse on the ground now.
Since we're
pick it
since
up.
Since we're stereotypical and racist, though,
your mouth.
Have you seen the Facebook post of Bjorn? Did you see the Facebook post of Bjorn? Where there was the Swedish political person who had this dinner cake party thing where the cake was in the shape of a black woman and there was a performance artist in blackface whose head was actually in the table at the end, and they were making them cut the cake from the vagina, so it was kind of like one of those nasty
things.
This was in Switzerland.
It was in Sweden. And screaming because it was like a performance artist, like in his head in blackface at the end of the cake, which was the head of the woman's body. Like in pain every time the knife went through the cake to cut a piece of the vagina off for them to eat it.
It's horrible.
Sweden politics.
It's horrible.
Like, aren't they racist there?
Probably.
Well, no, and this was a woman too that was like, I guess, you know, really going against all this racism.
Oh, okay.
But then she had this. It was like crazy. I was speechless.
Hypocrite!
So instead of putting a person in blackface, why couldn't they just get a black person?
Because
it's not that funny.
It was performance art, and I think they were trying to make a point. But I think it was offensive.
Y'all, we need to.
It could have been a black person in blackface. We don't know.
I guess. I don't know. All right, so are we going to do, we're going to call our next expert?
Yes, call that expert.
Let me pull him up here.
Oh, pull him.
On the phone, too.
Tug. So we're calling one of our spinoffs, correct?
Yes.
Are we calling the bitchy one Frank. Or the nice one? The nice one. Okay.
Oh, bitchy.
Hello?
Frank, hello. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. This is Ricky from the Foul Monkeys, you know, the spinoff that you're from?
Wait, no, you worded that wrong. We're not the spinoff.
They are. Whatever. Anyway.
Hi, Frank. We love you.
Hello.
Can you hear everyone?
Kind of.
Okay, hello. Because we're doing like kind of speakerphone cackling. Thing, so it's kind of weird. We're not professional here. You know that, right?
Are you playing like icky iPhone or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
Gross. Ask the
so we have this new segment. You probably don't listen, but it's called Ask the Expert.
Okay.
So we have a listener that asked this question. We for some reason we thought of you.
Oh shit.
So wait, first before we get into the question, are we seeing you in Vegas?
I'm gonna try to make it. I've got to work out the days off, but I'll at least try to make it for one day. I know the other two will be there.
Okay, cool. That's what I like to hear. So, okay, Dave in Vancouver, you know, he's hot because he's Canadian already, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know the pros of having foreskin.
It makes you better than everybody.
Yeah!
like I said, I can't believe I'm sharing this right now. I've got a partial.
Oh, you're
well. You're like me.
Yeah, I've got a gentleman's cut.
I love it.
You're a halfsies.
I,
Did you? You haven't told them their new show title, have you?
Yeah, you're a halfsies. Our new show, we're changing it from Foul Monkeys to Holesies, Halfsies, and Nunsies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because Waylon's a nunsy.
Waylon's a nunsy.
Oh.
Like, as he has a vagina.
What?
Oh, okay, that's how I took you a minute. That's sad.
Oh. Yeah. Back to the question.
Waylon says back to the question. Please, go for it.
Okay, so anyway, I seem to find, like, it makes it more sensitive in a better way.
Told you.
And, like, as long as it's clean, like, there's really not, I don't really think it's better.
What?
Wait. I like them both.
Which do you prefer?
Honestly, I like dick. it's really 50-50. As long as it's not ugly and it's well kept, but that's like any penis, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't want a dirty dick in my face, period. I don't care if it's got a foreskin or not.
So why?
But if it's like I guess if it really came down to it, like, I'd have to pick cut, but... You know, I don't know. I've seen some bad jobs.
All right.
So, what's Brian?
Oh, he's cut.
What's Christian?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Liar!
I do.
What? Of course
you do.
I know you do.
I think it happened at their house.
Oh.
It probably did.
It did not happen at their house.
Do you know,
on the inflatable mattress, I'm sure something happened.
Do you know what Bjorn is?
Oh, is he turning red? Is he turning red?
He's a little verklempt.
Waylon wants to know if you know what Bjorn is.
What Bjorn is?
Yes.
She's got like some kind of like flower with teeth.
You know, he text messaged me and sent me a picture of a ball, and I was like, "What is this football for?" He goes, "Well, you wanted a picture of my balls," and I'm like, "No, we wanted a real picture of your balls." And then he's like, "You're not getting one until you show me yours."
That's why I got that picture.
Oh, you got it too?
Yes, I had no fucking idea why.
Have you seen it?
Really?
Have you seen it?
Me? No, I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
He's like, it's like a cousin or a brother. I'm not into that. I'm not from the South, Ricky.
How dare you?
It's on.
So speaking of the South, do you think this comment is rude? I was talking to a person on the phone at my work, and this person is a. I don't want to say what kind of person it is, but let's just say.
Oh, that thing you posted the other day about can you enunciate please or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, that was way rude.
Can you believe that?
Enunciate these balls. Yeah.
Enunciate these balls.
It was the funniest thing I've heard all week.
I can't believe people are that rude. I deal with assholes all day, but yeah.
I know. I can't believe he was from California.
Why don't you tell the listeners what it actually was, though?
Well, Ricky probably moved here and he's a total asshole.
So what the person said, just to let everyone know, is he called me and he goes, "I'm sorry you're from the South, but could you enunciate your words? I don't speak your English." Ew.
I don't speak your English.
And everybody told me I should have said, "Please hold for Akbar."
Oh, now see, that's racist.
Right. Well, you know. So, do you have a comment about the tweet I tweeted last week that people said I was really racist?
I really didn't have so much of a problem with what you tweeted, but that first answer, whoever that dude is a fucking douchebag.
Right. The one from Lakeland.
And like, yes, exactly. Okay. It's like, I understand it's fucking Lakeland. Like, well, I just saw some story today about Lakeland that I'm sure it involved OxyContin and some other shit. But
and meth.
Yeah, no, it actually was. It was, I'm like, this can only be like the child of a meth binge. But yeah, that just kind of pissed me off. I'm like, and then people are like, "Hey, you know what? You're all assholes. You live in Florida. Fuck you."
Right. So I thought he was really pissed off at me, so I had to make everything okay. But then I found out it wasn't really me, so.
Yeah, he just.
He what?
Yes, Rick. No, you go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, okay. So is there anyone else there with you, Brian or Christian?
Brian is at school, and I think Christian is sleeping because he went to work at like 4 in the morning.
You should go wake him up.
Oh.
Ew, no.
My God.
Ew.
Were you afraid you'll find out that he has a holesies?
No, I can't wake either one of these bitches up. Like, they just sleep.
Well, Christian is kind of scary when he's sleeping and he wakes up.
He looks like the Unabomber.
He does. All right. So, Frank, we're going to let you go. Thank you for being our expert this week.
All right. You boys have a nice night. Have fun.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. See you in Vegas.
Bye.
We're going to hold him to that.
You guys, we're doing this like ghetto style with our phones because we can't figure this shit out.
Your call has ended.
Thank you for using AT&T. So we're at 39 minutes. Do we have something else to talk about?
We were just going to talk about movies, but we don't have to.
I don't want to talk about Cabin in the Woods until you guys see it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And then by the time you guys see it, I think a lot of other people will see it, so it won't be so much of a spoiler.
Hi.
Anything else? What is in your glass? What is that?
Fruit.
Oh, because it kind of looks like beets from here, and I was about to be disgusted.
It's apples.
It was sangria.
Oh, no wonder you're so reddish in the face.
No more juice.
Oh, because I've had alcohol?
Yeah.
So my rosacea is popping up?
Well, I didn't want to say that, but...
Well, that's why.
Racist. You talking about a rosacea. Do we have anything else to talk about? Oh, we got Pride 48 coming up in September. You guys
yes.
do it. I think we figured out the days that we're going. Can we say that?
Well, yeah, you're going Thursday or
no,
Wednesday.
You're going like Wednesday.
I'm going Wednesday night to Monday.
And we'll be meeting.
You're coming back on Monday? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we're doing.
And we'll be meeting you Thursday afternoon day, depending on when he's willing to.
Yeah. When I figure out my school schedule and when I
can. So I'm seriously thinking about taking Virgin Airlines there so that I can experience it as a one way.
You're going to pay all that money?
Just for one way. Okay. Why not?
I.
And then on the way back, I'll take
not Spirit,
whatever Spirit. What if Spirit said your flight will only be $30 each way?
Then yes, I would deal.
I would deal with that.
Deal with that, yeah.
But not like a $30 difference between another flight. Like,
but then
dealt
of course,
with.
If you pay $30 for the flight, then you have to pay $70 for your bags to come onto the airplane.
No, not gonna happen.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but we're going to be rooming with Nessa again.
Mm-hmm. What weekend is this again? It's the weekend between the 14th through the 17th?
The 16th.
Okay.
I think, is the 14th on Friday?
14th is a Friday.
Okay.
Yep. Just double checking.
So I'll be arriving Wednesday night. Melissa the Confused will be picking us up. She's already
again?
Said that she would be doing that.
Does she have a sign for us again?
I hope it's a better,
we still have
bigger
our,
sign.
We still have that sign.
Where is it? We should frame it.
It's
anytime we
in
get
the back
stuff,
room.
We should put... We should get frames for every year, and then when we... Oh, wait, nobody responds to us, so...
Shut the hell up.
I thought we... Oh, no, it's in September.
Yeah.
So, I thought we had it on the calendar, but...
September...
13th through...
Thursday's the 13th, right?
Thursday's the 13th, yeah. And okay. Then Monday the 17th.
Okay. And I think I actually have Tuesday off also, but I think I'm just going
to
take off.
I still have to
rest
the,
up.
I still have to take the time off, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you have Tuesday off too?
No, I still have to ask off for it.
Oh, okay. So you guys, we hope to see you there. Hopefully a lot more people will be there, and we probably should start working on what we're going to do as soon as we get a website.
No, we're totally going to just wing it like we just did last
no,
year.
We no, are not.
The only other thing too is that Bear Pride will be coming up, and we mm-hmm. it's very exciting that we will be partnering with them in a,
oh, we can talk about that?
Yeah, why okay. as well. In a fun kind of way, we'll be doing a little voiceover work for some of the bus tours.
That's
not quite sure
fun.
What it's going to be yet, but you will hear the Foul Monkey Boys while you were riding the bus to the bar crawls. So, but that also, I have some info for it, that if you are willing and interested in volunteering for Bear Pride, you have to do so many hours, you can get a run pass for still $50 if you want to do a certain amount of hours during that weekend. I think mm-hmm. it's 10 and a half hours of volunteering. You can actually still get a $50 run pass. But then if you don't show up for any volunteering hours, you will get charged for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if any listeners are interested in volunteering, there are slots still open. Not mm-hmm. a whole lot of them, but there are slots.
There are slots.
And it's kind of exciting. They are going to sell.
One.
They're going to sell out the hotel before the end of this week, probably.
Yeah.
And which hotel is this?
It's in Greektown is where the run happens at the Crown Plaza.
You can get there from the Blue Line, right?
Correct.
That's the UIC stop?
I
in the middle of the highway, right?
Wait, what?
No.
No.
The Blue Line?
It's the Greek town
The Blue
stop.
Line, yeah.
Or is. The Chinatown stop.
It's, well,
oh, the Red Line?
It's a Blue Line.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
It's the UIC stop in the middle of the highway. You get on the bridge.
It's easy. Anyway, you can get to it by bus and train. Yeah. I will be driving since I'll be staying there more longer than most people because I'll be helping and volunteering. But so yeah, so
do I get anything for lending my voice?
We're getting free ad space.
Yeah. Oh, that and
that's what you get.
Do I get like?
So yeah,
hot you technically men, like, ligamy or something.
You no, can, first of all, you're not a member of the fucking organization, so quit asking for things when you won't even be a member.
Who says I can't be a member?
You won't.
I've never been invited.
It's an open invite, Josh.
Bullshit. I think we asked you once, like, do you want to, you know, get a membership? And you're like, no, because I would never.
Because I'm too cheap. But yes, you can, by the way, get off the Blue Line, stop at UIC.
Okay.
So anyway, it's exciting, and it sounds like it's going to be a really big event, bigger than last year.
Is there a
year.
Theme?
It's what is a bear?
Bearpocalypse.
Bearpocalypse.
Are there going to be like zombie bears?
There will be no refund of tickets if an apocalypse actually occurs.
Oh well, that's nice to know.
but like, is it bearpridechicago.com or what is the website? Because I figured you were just on it. Sorry, I thought you were reading from that. So if you do want to volunteer, email me directly, waylandwerner@gmail.com. And I can get you in contact with all that.
You guys ready? GLBears.com, as in GreatLakeBears.com.
Well, that's the bear site, but then...
if you're doing Bear Pride.
Bear Pride, which is
you're looking
the actual
at.
Event.
So why is...
BearPride.org.
Why is Bear Pride held in Chicago? Is there a reason for that?
Because
and not other cities?
This is a Chicago Bear Pride.
Oh, so it's not like... Bear Pride for the whole United States.
No, it's Chicago Bear Pride.
Okay.
Like other cities have different bear runs.
Oh, okay.
Like TBRU, different.
But this is just a pride one. Is it the only bear pride one? Like
it's not like a franchise or anything. It's just the name of it.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is they're like a Bear Pride San Francisco at the same time. Or
no.
No, they all have different giant runs for their states or areas at different times in the year.
Okay.
Though I think the San Francisco one, I think, had their last one last year. I forget what it's called, but I don't really care.
Are we good?
I think so.
Was there anything else? We may need some assistance for somebody to work on the website for us because we really need that working.
Yeah, we definitely need it working by the middle of May. So
yes.
In less than a month.
And test it out.
Because we're having some problems.
It's almost done.
Yeah, we're having some problems getting it completely finished. So if we do have any listeners that are willing for some pro bono work and there might
and
be some
us.
Ricky Boner.
No.
We can take a picture of James Leroy's junk if someone helps us get done.
Can we use it as album art?
No.
No one listens. No one will see it.
You can see my freckle.
I have a special mole in my
junk
region.
Tony does too.
Mm-hmm. I've got a distinctive mark as well.
Do you have
generally herpes does not count as a distinctive mark?
Not that. It is not that.
Oh yeah. So
all right, this is 50 minutes long.
So Bjorn, 50 minutes long. We talked about our junk. I hope you're masturbating now while you're at
work. Totally is. And he's gonna send us a picture of like a banana.
I know, right?
Peeled.
He sent me the picture and I was like, what is this for? Well, you said you want to see one of my balls or my balls. I'm like,
count. So we need listeners. We need some more questions. We need some more topics.
Yes, please.
Even if you just give
questions.
Us topics, we can turn the topics into questions.
Yes.
If you're willing to be an expert, let us know. And we will be more than happy to add you to the list of possibilities. And yeah, you guys have a great week.
All right. We're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.